This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
All right, so this has been a wild ride for me emotionally. It's a roller coaster of emotions right now. And 877-881-1053. Yeah, this is the night where we let you tell you, hey, we need your help. We need your help with the show. Text in what's wrong. What's wrong Wednesday? Kevin, it's been a roller coaster of emotions. Yesterday, Brett Vito of the Denton Record Chronicle reported multiple sources with direct knowledge of the situation told them the UNT football head coach Seth Luttrell has not come to an agreement with Kansas State to be the Wildcats' next coach. He's widely considered a candidate to take over at Kansas State. But there were reports all day yesterday that he was going to do it. Today, and by the way, Mason Fine was named Conference USA's Offensive Player of the Year for the second straight season.
Sales quarterback?
Huh? Yeah. Today, here's another report from Brett Vito, Kevin. UNT coach Seth Luttrell will return to his office on Thursday as speculation continues to swirl about the chances that he'll take over the program at Kansas State. Sources do say no decision has been made, though. So I've been all year. I never really enjoy my weekend because I'm always worried about Monday.
Yes.
All year long, I was not able to enjoy the UNT season because I was worried about Seth Luttrell leaving my program and saying, ha, 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 I got a better opportunity at a bigger college. I get it, but why don't you just grow this program? Please, please do it for us. If you're going to leave and go somewhere, take over the Cowboys job.
Would you be good with that?
If Seth Luttrell took over the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, dude, he played under Mike Leach. He played under Stoops. He's going to have one of those creative minds, and he does have a creative. Like, you saw the fair catch thing and the punt return. That was awesome.
Maybe that's what's wrong for me is Mike Leach offered Urban Meyer a job. Not to join his football staff, though. He tweeted out, hey, Washington State students, thinking about teaching an evening seminar class next semester. Leadership lessons in insurgent warfare and football strategy. That is actually the name of the class. Would meet once a week for about 6 weeks. Would this be of interest? So then when the Urban Meyer news came out yesterday, he tweeted, Urban, come help me teach a class next semester. So maybe that's what's wrong, is that Mike Leach is offering Urban Meyer a job. Hey, for Urban Meyer, anything to get him out of the house from his family. Am I right?
I mean,
he hates his
like he can't just
so
go
much.
Be a guest speaker for and take his family with him up to Washington.
Yeah, but he wants to get away from them.
No, but he loves them. That's why he needs to be surrounded by them.
Questionable.
I think it's questionable that you question his love for his family.
Well, if he loves his family so much, he's got all the money in the world. Why does he keep leaving?
Because he wants to be a great coach and lead great men to great things.
But please. Get the F out of here.
How about just lead men?
He wants to lead
things.
People to things.
Yeah, to the jail.
Championships.
And the jail.
I mean,
not all of his players went to jail.
Yeah, not all of his players did go to jail.
Alex
You're
Smith?
Right about that. But there's a better chance.
You forget how many of his players at Utah went to prison.
If you played for Urban Meyer, there's a much more high probability that you go to jail than win a championship. Hell, he recruited Aaron Hernandez after Aaron Hernandez had been subject to a murder investigation. He was still like, don't care.
He coached Cam Newton. Cam Newton didn't go to jail.
Well, not almost, though, right?
How many coaches do you think can say, not all of my players didn't kill someone?
See? That's a good question.
Yeah, but Urban Meyer can't.
Not all of his players did kill
somebody. Oh, that's
true.
But
how
many coaches didn't.
But how many coaches can say none of my players have killed somebody? Urban Meyer's like, yeah, but we recruited him when we thought he might have killed somebody too. That's a thing that happened.
What a great thing to get him on and never have I ever.
Never have I ever recruited a murder suspect. Huh. Oh, take a shot.
Everybody else raises their hand.
Okay, what's wrong Wednesday? So
Y'all probably heard about, three, 4 months ago, my mom had gotten scammed.
I do, because I remember that I was convinced if you found out who this person was, that you were going to punch a hole in their brain.
Right. I was pretty upset. Well, come to find out, she didn't tell me about some other things that were going on.
Oh, dear.
She ended up being, 4 months behind on her rent at the retirement home without telling me anything.
Oh.
And so she told me last week, actually maybe the week before, about all this. So I had to, only thing I could do, had to move her into my apartment.
Oh.
The problem is, really? Is that she has been waited on hand and foot at this retirement home, and now is not adjusted to doing things for herself again.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like cooking or cleaning.
You like
or,
to cook?
I work here.
Oh, yeah.
And I also have this other job.
Yeah.
And so I'm never there.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm now having to try and find, get her food and stuff and worry about things I don't need to be worried about right now.
She's not going to kick your mom out, right? Especially near Christmas, then she'd be ho-ho homeless.
I mean, I can't do that. That's that.
Huh?
And in some way, did you just call my mom a ho?
No, I said she would be ho-ho homeless. That's a difference.
Okay. Anyway, I'm really frustrated. Like to punch things about this. Like
what are you
going
to do?
I've got to find some place for her to go that's not in my living room.
You can't give up ho-ho hope. That's for sure.
I gotta, man, I'm really enjoying this. I like that you go, I gotta find a place for her to go.
To be at.
Yeah. You can't just send your mom to some random place, right?
I mean.
You shouldn't. I guess you could.
She got four walls and a roof.
You could send her to a ho-ho hotel. Or you could watch that one movie with her.
Ho-ho Home Alone.
I was going to say Bubba Ho Ho Hotel.
Oh, that works too.
It's Colby's favorite movie.
Man, this
segment is Ho Ho Hopeless.
Whoa, he's doing it too! Colby?
Huh?
Okay.
I was really just telling y'all what was wrong.
Oh, we tried to help out by making you laugh, dude.
You know, by the way,
hey, does that ever work?
What's Wrong Wednesday is we're terrible friends and coworkers.
Yeah, we are.
Because if you reflect on what just happened, Colby has a serious problem. Like, let's take a look at the last 3 minutes. Colby is telling us that his mom, who got scammed and has other monetary problems that forced her from her retirement home, and she is now having to live with Colby, and she's expecting him to do all this extra stuff. Like, these are serious problems, and we just burst out into, all of these ridiculous shenanigans. We're bad.
Yeah.
I'll just remember when all of a sudden something's not going right for you. I'll just remember maybe I planned it.
You know what? When that happens, though, you can put your right hand in and take your right hand out.
Don't
swear
do
to
it.
God.
Do
I
the,
swear
okay.
to
ho,
God.
Ho, hokey,
Colby, I'll tell you something that will cheer you up. Something that you told me a long time ago still haunts my thoughts at times.
Ho, ho, haunts his thoughts.
Never mind. That didn't even make sense!
Ruined it.
Just because it's an H word. So you said a long time ago, I can't remember if you said your dad told you this or what, but it terrifies me to my core, is every couple of days, whenever I pull into my garage, I still get nervous getting out of the car because of that time that you told me that I think your dad told you, be careful when you get out of your car because somebody might be hiding underneath it and they'll cut your Achilles with a knife.
Yes.
That is so horrifying. And that thought crosses my mind way too much.
It's not when you're pulling into the parking spot, but it's actually when you've left your car there and you go to open the door and then you have to turn in order to put your butt into the seat.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you're open for attack.
That's what's wrong. I still have nightmares about that.
From the 817, What's Wrong Wednesday, I had to start my day by listening to Roy talking about his male yeast infection.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah, that happened.
And was Choppy talking about making bread with that yeast? Is that, yeah, that was.
The hell are you saying? There's a male yeast infection? Oh, don't mark that.
What's wrong? Wednesday, yesterday, Corey ignored all the positive compliments I sent and waited for me to say that Kevin was a deflated whoopee cushion. It was supposed to be good-natured, but without context, it seemed mean-spirited. That's it. That's from Tommy the Poet.
You're a jerk.
From the 940, I made my girlfriend cry on accident. Oh, man.
Is it better when it's on accident or when you might be actually trying to? Is it worse that you were trying to?
That does seem more mean-spirited, doesn't it?
To just make her cry? Like, why would you ever want to just try to make somebody cry? That's rude.
Oh, man. Okay.
I mean,
there was this one time, and I think I've told this story on air once before. There was this one time my freshman year, I was in debate. We were having a debate tournament, and I was going to win that debate tournament because whoever won the debate tournament would be exempt from the finals. And I thought the debate tournament was unfair to begin with because I was in like the quarterfinals or the semifinals or whatever. And we had student judges. We had three student judge panel. Two of the student judges were people I had already defeated in the tournament. I thought that was unfair to begin with. Well, I decided I was just going to go for blood, and if this person decided to cry, so be it. We're doing a topic about privacy, and my go-to was, have you ever used drugs? And this girl goes, well, yeah. And I go, really? Well, how would you feel if everybody that you knew in your life knew about it? How would your parents feel if they found out that you were using drugs? And you could tell she, like, paused, and she got the lump in her throat. And instead of backing down, man, I went for it, and I said, judges, can you please instruct my opponent to answer the question? And they did, and she bawled and ran out of the room. Nevermore in the history of debate, I insist, has there been a clear-cut victor. I lost that debate. My ass, I lost that debate. At which point...
You broke her ho-ho heart.
Okay, you're still not doing that right.
I think, you know what, Corey, let me fix that. Kevin, you hit a ho-ho home run.
There you go. And my debate coach took me out in the hall and she said, sometimes there's a thing called having too much killer instinct. And at that point, I was like, I don't respect you anymore.
By the way, Parker, were you calling that girl a hoe?
No.
I mean, you know what? You're probably not wrong. I heard some things.
That girl was ho-ho helpless.
Yeah.
From the 817.
I almost cussed bad right then.
Working late to support my family and my wife thinks I'm cheating. Just trying to keep my job. From the 940, I'm out of weed until Saturday at the earliest. That's what's wrong.
Oh, man.
Searching that back drawer for those old pipes and start scraping. I mean, what?
Ran into a girl I used to date, was hot when we dated, but now she's incredibly hot. Says she wishes she ran into me a month ago before she got married because she wanted to hook up. Damn it. She wanted to hook up. Now, hold on. That's not.
Speaking of, from the 817, sorry about your argument, Kyle and Hannah. We're hooking you up now, though.
Oh, hey, we're going to fix it.
Kyle and Hannah? Kyle and ho-ho Hannah?
Did you just call Hannah a hoe?
You definitely didn't do that right.
That was part of the bit from the whole segment. Like, she's going to feel included in the segment now.
Is she included as a hoe?
Hannah!
Because she's going to think Kyle told us that. She's going to be like, oh,
You think I'm a hoe. That's what you said to me earlier today that made me cry.
So you think I'm like Brittany. Because you know she's bringing up some other girl in the mix here. I don't know what Corey just said, but apparently it was inflammatory enough.
So you think I'm a hoe, and that's what made me cry.
Sure. I'd believe that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.